From the Ozark Folk Encyclopedia under I, Inspiration Point. Under the title Castle in the Ozarks is an article from Rayburn's Ozark Guide for Spring 1953. A photograph shows a distinctive stone structure standing at the top of a hill. This is how the piece begins, worth our attention in 2006 for its references to another Ozark curiosity. The Ozarks are a land of dreams. Some of them succeed, some fail. Traveling through the hill country, we find numerous ruins or partially built projects that reveal the urge of man to build and to perpetuate. Coin Harvey's Pyramid at Montanay, the Kingston Project in Madison County, the old Chautauqua Assembly at Sulphur Springs, the numerous old hotels at the once popular watering places, the social and cultural colonies, the lengthened shadows of promoters or reformers. They existed for a few years and then passed into oblivion. On the other hand, there are bizarre enterprises in the hills, started under precarious conditions, that have succeeded beyond expectation. Ted Richmond's Wilderness Library in Newton County is an example. Churches have been successful in establishing institutions such as the Sequoia Assembly of Fayetteville and the Subiaco Academy in Logan County. Some projects were started by one person and completed by others. The unique building called the Castle, located at Inspiration Point on U.S. 62, 6 miles west of Eureka Springs, was a dream that eventually became a reality. It has an interesting history. It was started in 1929 by Mr. W. O. Mowers of Talis, Texas, an inventor and world traveler. His vivid imagination, combined with his love of nature, caused him to select the spot overlooking White River for a home and girls' camp. He bought 100 acres on Rock Candy Mountain, located an old rock quarry, and engaged native stonemasons who were unexcelled in their craftsmanship. Mr. Ole Johnson was the foreman. There were no blueprints drawn of the house he wanted. Mr. Mowers could not tell his ideas to an architect in such a manner that the dream would become alive, so he undertook the job himself. In the Bavarian Alps he had studied the rough type of rock work, so he started out roughly sketching, as he did in his inventions, balancing one point against another, summing up and correcting as he went. Each rock was cut in the quarry to fit in a certain place and then fitted in like a jigsaw puzzle. As a philanthropic venture, Mr. Mowers planned a girls' camp on the property and completed a building down the mountain from the castle to be used for this purpose. He built it with acoustical perfection, getting his ideas from studying the Mormon temple at Salt Lake City. In Rayburn's file is a letter from Mrs. Mowers dated 1853. At the end is this paragraph. Perhaps Mr. Mowers' imagination and his rugged individualism found kindred spirits in the area of Eureka Springs. Perhaps his dreams flourished there. He felt inspired and wanted to live with that inspiration. It was an opportunity to build the place he wanted to create and live in it for the rest of his life. According to a description in the file, it was a two-story, eight-room structure about 120 feet long by 40 feet wide. Its foundations and floors are rock, laid on a solid rock formation about 1,000 feet deep, the depth of the well from which the castle obtains its water. Its 18-inch walls and two large fireplaces at either end of the 60-foot living room are of native Batesville limestone. Its 9 large doors are made of cedar taken from the grounds, and the ironwork came from Italy. The original roof was heavy, hand-riven native shingles. To continue with Rayburn's essay, financial reverses changed the course of Mr. Mowers' dream. He was unable to put the finishing touches to the castle and sold the property in 1932. Although his dream failed, it was a stepping stone to ultimate success. Mr. and Mrs. Charles Rain Scoville came along and were captivated by the view and the possibilities of the castle. Mr. Scoville was a traveling evangelist for the Christian Church and was seeking a place for retirement. He bought the property and renamed it Inspiration Point. The Scovilles completed the castle and made it a regional center for evangelism and religious training. But Mr. Scoville lived only a few years to enjoy his dream. In 1938, shortly after his death, Mrs. Scoville gave the property to Phillips University of Enid, Oklahoma, to be used as a Christian center where people might come for spiritual refreshment and for study and training. The project has made rapid growth, says Rayburn, during the 15 years it has been operated as a service institution. It now has an assembly hall and dormitories where groups may come for a day or a week or longer. As many as 100 persons may be cared for at one time. According to the article in the Ozarks Mountaineer, the castle was operated from 1948 by Reverend and Mrs. George P. Rossman. The Reverend Rossman served as pastor of the Christian Church in Eureka Springs, as well as the executive director of the estate, and was the real instigator of the music colony. As Rayburn wrote, the big attraction at the present time in Inspiration Point is the fine arts colony held for 6 weeks each summer. It is directed by Professor Henry Hobart of Phillips University and provides instruction in speech, drama, music, and painting. The opera workshop produces a light opera each summer, which is taken on tour after having been produced locally. An unsigned article in the Ozarks Mountaineer, dated July 1957, adds more information about Inspiration Point. Professor Hobart continues as executive director and has brought together a faculty of trained and experienced instructors. The Federation of Music Clubs of Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma are co-sponsors. Teenage, high school, and college youngsters whose voices are reasonably mature and of distinctive quality are the students. They come from all parts of the country. Courses are co-educational and non-denominational. Dormitories, meals, 22 practice studios, each with a piano, and an open-air pavilion for opera performances are provided. Between 1951 and 1957, 136 public performances of 26 operas have been conducted. The Fine Arts Colony was only one of 18 groups to make use of the property in 1956. To bring the story up to the present, the name Inspiration Point has melded with the Fine Arts Colony, and for the past 50 years, with the help of the Federated Music Clubs, now including those of Illinois, Texas, and Iowa, IPFAC, as it is called, has been mounting productions of standard and new works of the operatic repertoire, in their original languages as well as in English. After Highway 62 was paved, semi-trailers roar through the night just yards away from the stage, and the open-air amphitheater still admits bugs and rain. But the musicians are better than ever, coming to Inspiration Point from conservatories and graduate programs in music all over the country. The dreams of Mowers, Scoville, and Hobart have come to fruition. Otto Ernest Rayburn, such a dreamer himself, would be glad.